Oakland Community College, OCC, has educated over 1 million students since 1965. They offer more than 80 degrees and certificate programs committed to student success with affordable tuition, supportive services, flexible class options, and top transfer opportunities. They serve over 20,000 students annually, and they are served well by this man. He is the chancellor of Oakland Community College, and he is great. Chancellor Peter Provenzano. Mr. Chancellor, always a pleasure, sir.
Hey, Paul W., how are you?
I am excellent, and yeah. I always love talking to you. If I ever thought we were going to be talking about a mastodon, I would be a little surprised, but Elmer the Mastodon is pretty famous, but tell those who don't know about Elmer the Mastodon, about the Mastodon and the move.
Love to. You know, you're right. You and I have talked about so many things over the years, but this is a first.
It is.
Most people are surprised that we had this Mastodon, which is really the whole point of this exciting partnership. So you and I have talked in the past about our big investment in health sciences at our Farmington Hills campus and how we're moving those programs there. And when we made that announcement, one of the first things I was asked by the folks at our campus was, what are you going to do with Elmer, our Mastodon? And I promised that we would find a very exciting location for him. And originally the thought was that we would build a brand new exhibit at our new renovated space in Farmington Hills. And we wanted to find a way, though, to do it so that we could educate the community and enhance the way we're educating the community. And so when this partnership opportunity with Cranbrook came about, we knew this was the right answer, that it would allow us to do exactly that, but just at a much grander scale. Because now, you know, instead of hundreds of people seeing Elmer or being aware of him,
we've been on the campus for 50 years.
Yeah, so literally thousands of people are going to be able to hear OCC in this brand new exhibit at Cranbrook Institute, hear us tell the story of Elmer and the significance of mastodons in our region.
Well, look, 50 years is nothing. Nothing to Elmer, who's about 10,000 years old, but it's been a pretty good 50 years. I not that I spoke to Elmer. Actually, I might have interviewed him several thousand years ago. I'm not sure. 12 feet tall, measuring 22 feet long. They think he would have weighed about 5.5 tons when he was alive. And how did you approach the folks at Cranbrook to suggest maybe a long-term arrangement, which is what you worked out, for them to have Elmer the Mastodon?
Well, actually, it's a great story because they reached out to us. They emailed me, and the email was kind of like, hey, we heard you have this mastodon, and so they knew that we were going to be making a move, and so I saw the opportunity right away. And I think that the significance is, I think this is just the first step of a much longer partnership, where we can offer joint programming, and I think there's an opportunity for Cranbrook. We're already talking about having them build exhibits in our facilities, you know, at our new health sciences building. And so I think there's an opportunity for joint programming, joint partnerships that go beyond Elmer. I think Elmer's really that first step. And I think that's what's really exciting. And, you know, another example of OCC working with incredible assets that are out there and different organizations that exist around the county and around the region, and looking at ways that we can partner with them and find, you know, unique opportunities where we're better together. And I think when we do that, the community wins.
Chancellor Provenzano, we loved broadcasting from that fabulous new health sciences building not that long ago. And I congratulate you for the incredible job that you continue to do for everybody involved with Oakland Community College, and now with this Cranbrook Institute, the Cranbrook Institute of Science, which, of course, is a reminder, a natural history and science museum, fosters in its audiences a passion for understanding the world around them and a lifelong love of learning. So that ties in beautifully with what your goals are, Peter. And for more information and to support Elmer's preservation, you can go to science.com. cranbrook.edu/Elmer. And I hope you'll do that to learn more and maybe help support science.cranbrook.edu/Elmer. And you've given us a heads up, Mr. Chancellor, that you're going to be doing more with Cranbrook, and I suspect you'll be reaching out to all the great people around here and doing more, because that's what you've always done for Oakland Community College. Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure catching up with you. We'll talk again soon.
You as well, and have a great Father's Day, okay?
Hey, a great Father's Day to you as well, Peter. So I wish we had more time, but we're out of it. Pete Provenzano, he is the Chancellor of Oakland Community College, and from everything I know about him, and I've known him now for years, he's an all-round great guy. We continue in Focus on WJR.